Amcha Yisrael, Asher Padisa, V'yatit ten dom noki bekerav Amcha Yisrael. Then Lahoy Tzrichim Loimev Nechapalem Adam, they didn't have to say this, El Aruach HaKadosh Mevasrosim, who Kadosh came and told them, that Eimosai Shetasa Kocho Hadam Etzchapalem. When you do an avoid it like this, then you know, then you'll have a kapor.
All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding daf mem vov. Just last Mishnah we saw, went through it fast yesterday, that when after they measure out where the mace was, then the zikni of that city come down, and they say the psukim. And last psukim, what they say, the apostle says, Yudenu lo shovcha es adam azeh, yudenu lo ro. And the Mishnah says, do we think they really do it? It just means to say that they said, we did not cause him to die. Like we did not let him go without giving him food, or we did not let him go without levoya, like we'll soon see in the Gemara. There's a mitzvah levoya to walk somebody part of the way where he has to go. Then it says that for kahana maimrim, the kahana used to say the pasuk of kapil yamchu Yisrael, Hashem padisa, Hashem should forgive klai Yisrael like the atite and dom noki the care of amchu Yisrael, and they shouldn't be should forgive for the dam noki. So the Mishnah says lehoyi tzrichin leimer v'nechapil lehem hadam. They really didn't have to say this. And the Ruach HaKodesh Mevazrosim just means the Ruach HaKodesh itself is speaking and saying that Eimosai Shetasel Kocho Hadam Eschapelahem. When Klai Yisrael do this, there'll be a kapara for them. When Klai Yisrael does this mitzvah, Eglarufa, that will be a kapara for Klai Yisrael. Yeah. Now the Gemara says like this. V'yeheimun Paiso B'Egla Mikal V'Chayma. But the Mishnah says, by the law of an egla rufa, there's no psul of a mum, even though it has a mum, still you're allowed to use the egla. The only halacha is it has to be just during this first year. A shonim apostle can't be more than a year old. But even though it has mum, still it's kosher. So Gemara says, no, why don't we say that a mum should be posel by an egla rufa, and let's learn it out from a kavu chema from paraduma. Uma paramadach by a paraduma. Shein hashonim paistelis bo. It doesn't make a difference how old it is. It could be a year, 2 years. There's no paslus if it's old. Still, we say mum paisubo by a paraduma. If it has a mum, then you can't use it. Is if so, egla, an egla rufa. Sheshonim paiselisbo. If it's more than a year old, it's pasul. It's only good during its first year. And Rashi says, ba shenosahi, v'yamavra shenosah psula. If it goes by 1 year, then you can't use this egel anymore for the egla rufa. The chomokim shenema batari egel stam. Rashi says, whenever the Torah says the word egel stam, it always means ben shonahu. It means only the first year, not if it's a year old already. So, by egla rufa, that there is a psul of shonim, is that gemara ein din, isn't it a svara, sheyehei mum paisobo, that for sure there should also be a psul of a mum. If there's a mum on this egel, on this calf, it should be possible to be used for an egla rufa. Sumara says, no. I tell you, shani hosam diyomakura, the pasuk says, asher ein bo mum. It says what, that by a paradum, it says it does not have a mum. Ein bo mum, the word bo. So we dash in, bo mum poisel. V'yein mum poisel v'yegla. That only by paradum is there a psul of a mum, and not by the mitzvah of egla rufa. Sumara says, if so, elamiyat, if so, lo yehei shara avoidus peiselis bo. The other type of an avoidus should not be possible then by Torah. By Parah Duma, the other avoidus should not be possible. Like, and aloma, why? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, did Rav Yehuda Amar Rav say, Haniya chole oido shel sakin, if you put on top of a Parah Duma a basket or a bundle full of sacks, psula. That's a lach of paraduma. It is. Any type of an avoid, any type of a work you did with it, it becomes possible of paraduma. Uviagola, that a lach is by negla rufa, that you're not allowed to work with it. Atcha timshach. Here it's a big alocha that only comes possible if you moved it. If the egla like moved the weight. Not just the stamp put it on top. But the kasher is, why? Why do we say by paraduma? Any type of an avoida is possible. The pasuk says the word bo also there. And Rashi says, the poro, the oil, the vaksiv bo. It says the word oil. Mashmut only possible if you put an oil on top of it. So how do we know any other avoida? So that we make a kal v'chaima from egla. From egla rufa, the chsiv ha-shaloi ubad bo, kol avodosa v'mashma. That's the way we learn out that any avoida that's possible by egla, who adin is possible by paraduma. Now the question is, if you say when it says the word bo, it means a miyat, only here or no place else, so it says the word bo by egla rufa. So we should say only egla rufa is possible if it was done avoida with it. But a paraduma should be kosher. How come Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says no, even by a paraduma, if work was done with it, doesn't become possible. So Marin says, Shani Paratoya, paraduma is different. The Yafinan oil me'egla. There's a special Xerah shovel, we learn out oil. It says the word oil by paraduma, and it says the word oil by egla rufa. So just like all the avoidas are possible by egla rufa, the same thing by the paraduma. So Marin asks the Kashif, so, egla nami taste the oil mi para. And so egla rufa also turn out oil mi para. So lamum, as we have this zera shava, let's say now what do you only learn out paraduma from egla rufa that avoid is possible. Learn out the other way also, just like by paraduma mum is possible. Let's have the egla rufa also mum should be possible. So Mora says no. Hamis rachmona bo. The pasuk says claw. It says claw by paraduma. Daska bo only by paraduma is a mum possible, but the egla rufa it's not possible. So for the Gemara, if so, v'yegla namiksiv bo, and the same thing for the avoida. That's how we say any type of work that's done with the yegla rufa, it says the word bo. So we should say only by yegla rufa is avoida possible, but by the paraduma it should be kosher. Gemara says, no, humi boile lamute kodeshim. That's what it says the word bo, by yegla rufa, that comes to teach us that by regular korbin, there's no psul of an avoida. The leipostla bo avoida. Like if you have an animal, even though you did work with it, if now you want to make it into a korban, you're allowed to make it into a korban. There's no such psul by regular kabbonis if you did work with the behemoth. Because Tzadkut Dar Dechamin, if I would have thought to say, Leisi b'kabuchamim me'agot me'egla. Let's learn out regular korban, a regular kochim, a kabuchamim from negla rufa. Uma egla shein mum poisibu. Madas by negla rufa. That even though it has a mum, you're allowed to use it. Still the Torah says avoida peiselis bo, that if you did work with this egla rufa, it becomes possible. If so kodeshim shemum peiselis bim, by regular korban that we know the Torah says a pasha of mum, you can't have a mum on your korban. If so ain't a din shavoida peiselis bim, isn't it a svara that hua din avoida if you work with your kodeshim your korban it should be possible? On this we say that's why you need this limud, tell us no bo. That only by egla rufa is avoid the puzzle, and not by kodeshim. So Mora says, no, ikla mifa, I can ask the question, mali egla, shekain shana paiselis bo, maybe only egla rufa has this psul of an avoidah, because the year's a puzzle. That means that what you had before, if the egg, once it's a year old, you can't use it anymore. So Mora says, that's not a pircha for kodeshim. So the Gemara, otu kodeshim, mileka the pasle bushanim, there are a lot of korbanos also, that had a loch that can't be more than 1 year old. Hare Pesach, like Rashi says, a korban Pesach and a chatis, the yisibu b'nei shenoson. There are certain korbanos that it's only kosher if it's 1 year old, up until 1 year. So then we have a good kal v'chaima. If I avoid this possible by yeglo, that a mum is kosher, so for sure I avoid this should be possible by kodeshim. That's why I need a pasuk, yitzvah kro, lahana kodeshim, the paslo bushonim. Yeah. And the kodeshim, le paslo bu avoidim. Yeah, yeah. So I need a pasuk. That's what I do with the pasuk bo that it says be'egla rufa to say that only be'egla rufa is avoid the pasul and not by kodeshim. So Gemara is the kodeshim the loy pasul bo avoida mehocha nafka. This is the place where we learn out that by regular korbanos, if you did work with it before, it's not pasul. Mehosam nafka is another pasuk I learned out from. Pasuk says that vayikra a averes or shavur or choritz. These are all different mums that you have in the animal. What's blind, what's too long, or yabelos that has specks on it, or gorov, or yalefes, leisakrivu elu Hashem. You can't bring these kabonas for korban if they have a mum. So idashin elu iyatamakriv. These you can't bring. Avalatamakriv kodeshim shenevad ben avoida. But you're allowed to bring an animal for a korban even though work was done with it before. That's the diik elu. Only these that has a mum you can't use for korban. But an animal that doesn't have a mum, just you used it, you worked with it before, that's still kosher for carbon. So you have this limud, we don't need the pasuk bo. So Gemara says like this, Itzrich, no, like I need two psukim here. Sakut adachem in rabbi, so what to say, I need bo avoidas heter. Maybe only if you work with the animal, a heter, some you use it to plow the ground with. Then you can still use it for carbon. Avol avoidas iser. But let's say you did an iser with it. Let's say you plowed klayim. Or let's say you worked shava chamar together. Then it's also a malisasar. Maybe then the animals become possible to be used for carbon. Tzricham. That's why I need a second pasuk. No, even such an animal is still kosher to be brought for carbon. For the Gemara v'hor nana mihochan after even this, you learn out from here, there's another pasuk. Only the pasuk says the miyad ben echal esakrivu es lechem elokechem mikol eila. That even if a guy goes to bring a carbon, if he brings it in the base of Migdash or on the Mishkan, in the Bomas Gedola, then it cannot be brought from a mum. Even though a guy could bring a carbon about mum, that's only on his own Bomah. But if he brings it to the base of Migdash or to the Mishkan, it has to be without a mum. So we dash in Eila, Iyata Makriv. Only a Balmum is possible. Avalat Makriv Kodeshim Shneva Bem Avoida. But even a guy is allowed to bring for carbon an animal that was done work with it. So you see again that even though work was done, still it's kosher. So Mar says Itzrich, no, still I need these psukim. Because Salkat Adachamin, I would have thought to say, Hani Mili Hechid Yavid Bohen Kishen Chulin. When do I say it's kosher if you work with the animal when it was chulin? Avalovat Bohen Kishen Kodeshim. But let's say first you will makpish this animal. And then you did work with it, a malisasur, maybe then it does become possible. You can't use it for carbon. Tzricha. That's why I need another pasuk to tell me no. Even if after you amaktish the animal, then somebody went and did an avera of mila and had enjoyment work with the animal, still you should know it's kosher for carbon. Kufa, before we said, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Heniach Ale Oida Shel Sakin, if you put on top of the paraduma a bundle of sacks, psula. Over Yeglo, Mashiach of Egla Rufa, Acha Timshach. There is only possible if you moshach if you move it. For the more mace we have a cash oil. The possible says you can't put an oil, a yoke, upon the paraduma. It's namely yellow oil. I only know it's possible if you put a yoke on top of the paraduma. Shara avoidis me. How do we know any other work to do with the paraduma is possible? Or mata kavachoima. Uma Egla, Madach ben Egla Rufa. Shein mum paisu bo, even though it has a mum, still it's kosher. Shara avoidis for sellers bo, any type of work that was done with the Egla Rufa is possible. If so, pora. Shemum paisabo, a pora duma that a mum is possible, is then a din nitin to the svar where shashara avoidis paselas ben, that any avoid you work with the pora duma should be possible. And the yim nashach lev, if you want to tell me that for some reason you can't learn out, I'll tell you no, nem makan oil, it says here by pora duma, but nem al halon oil, it says by egla rufa the word oil. So I'll make gzera shava. Mal halon, just like by egla rufa, a shara avoidis paselas bo, but there it says, I shall like ubat bo, any type of work is also, is afkan yiros le paraduma shara vodis paselus. Any type of work is possible by paraduma. So now the more he asks, what was your question? Ma'ayim nafshech lema, what do you mean to say you can't make the kabel chayma? Why not? Vichitema, maybe you'll tell me. Ikal avifra, I can ask the question. Ma'ali egla, shekain shanim paselus bo. You want to make there a kabel chayma that egla rufa is not possible mum, but egla rufa has another psalm. Shanim, if it's a year old, it's no good. Mashaykh and a paraduma doesn't have this psalm. Einam yiros, I'll tell you, kodeshim yochiach. Shemum paisel ben, by regular kodeshim, there is a psul of a mum, and still, v'yein avoyda paselos ben. Even though you did work with the animal, still it's kosher for carbon. So how do I know by por aduma any work is possible? Therefore, I need a posel, xerishav, v'nem makan oil, it says here by por aduma oil, v'nem al halon oil, it says by egla rufa the word oil, the yoke. So ma'al halon, just like by egla rufa, shara avoydis, any work is make the animal possible for por aduma, for the egla rufa. His afkan by the pasha paraduma, his sharavodis is also possible. For the Gemara now, mimokim shabos, then the place you're learning it out from the egla rufa, the chura, why don't I say, ma lahala acha timshach, just like with egla rufa, the egla only becomes possible if you moved it. It was moving. Afkan, why don't I say the same thing by paraduma also? Acha timshach, until the paraduma moves the weight. Like you're telling me before, by paraduma, even though it didn't move the weight, just the fact you put something on top of the paraduma, that alone passes it. So the question is, if you're learning it out from Egla Rufa, how could it be more chomer than Egla Rufa? Tomorrow says, Taka, that's a good kasha. Now, tell you, Tanoyim, it's a machlokes Tanoyim. Tika, the Maisel Lomi Yeglo, some Taka learn enough from Xerah Shavo, from Egla Rufo, that avoid this puzzle, who are doing my Poraduma. But Tika, the Maisel Lomi Gufo the Poro. Some say, no, I learn it out from the Pusik itself by Poraduma. The time you will learn. Oil, the Pusik says oil by Poraduma. So I would say, ain't yellow oil, maybe only if you put a yolk on top of the porous fossil. Shara avoidis man, how do I know any work is possible? Tamuloy mashelo ola oleo oil. An extra word, oloy ola oleo. Mashra mikomokon. Anything that you put on top of the poraduma makes it possible. For the Gemara came of some matam loyim oil, so why does the Pusik have to say the word oil altogether for? So Moradashin's oil, poisol, bein b'shas avoida, bein shloim b'shas avoida. It means whether you're putting it there for the sake of the animal, or for your sake of use, it becomes possible. Mashen kein shara avoidis. Anything else that you put on top of the animal, on top of the sparo, ain't poisela tela b'shas avoida. Only if you want to use it for your sake to do work with it. If you're just putting it there for the comfort of the animal, then there's no issa. Only an oil is possible no matter what. For the Gemara v'yema, what am I say? Asheloy ol olea klal. Mashem, anything that goes on top of the paraduma makes it possible. Then it says the word oil, a yoke is prat. So mel ashedash and klal a prat is the klal, ain't the klal, and mashem a prat. Oil in midiachrin alay, maybe again only a yoke and nothing else. So Gemara says, no, it says the word asher, which is a rebuyahu. But taninam, you learn the same thing, gabi egla b'egla rufa. Ki agavna. Oil, it says the word oil by Yegla Rufa. Is only yellow oil, it's only possible to put oil on top of it. Shara avoidis from then, how do we know any type of work you do with it becomes possible? Tamaloy mashallah yubadbo. No work was done with it. Mikomokam, any type of work. Demorim came if so, matam loim oil, was the possible to say the word oil by Yegla Rufa? I'll tell you again, oil poisel bein mishas avoida, bein shle mishas avoida. Whether the yoke is there for the sake of the animal or for your sake, it's possible. Mashank and shara avoidis, other type of work. And points by selling the shas avoid, only if you're doing it for the work of the animal. For your work, if you want to work with it. The yayma from the Gemara, Monty Dashin, Ashala Yubad Bo Klal. That's a klal. Then it says the word oil is a prat. So why don't I say klal a prat, ayma klal la mashim a prat? And I should say oil in midiachrin iloi, that only an oil makes the egler roof apostle, nothing else. So again, the Gemara says no, it says the word asher, which is a ribahu. Amar Abavua, boyim in name Rabbi Yechanan, the kashim from Rabbi Yechanan. Meshichas oil bekama. How long by the egla rufa do you have to move the oil, the yolk? Omala yetzid ba kamola yol. As long as the oil is, the yolk itself. But he boil you, I have still a question. The orko, do you mean the length of the oak, yolk? Or the rochba, the width of the yolk? Omalu, he said back, Omala hum rabbonin, Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, l'divzim fashli mened Rabbi Yechanan. I was explained by Rabbi Yechanan that meshichas oil the rochba tefach. That it means the meshicha means the width of the oil, which is a tefach. For the more of a lame tefach, why didn't he just say the shear is a tefach? So Marantos, our Kamash, this one wants to teach us that shear of the yol tefach. How wide should a regular oil, a yolk, be a tefach? Lamayin asks you, meaning what's the difference? Lamekach memcha. If you go to buy or sell a yolk, you should know you have to sell him one that's at least a tefach wide. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. The Omer Rabbi Yechanan ben Shoel. Why does the Torah say bring the egla roof in a nacha means by a nachal eitzan, like by a river, by a hard ground that he can't plant there? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yovoy Dovor Shloyosa Peris, bring a young calf that didn't give birth yet, V'yaref B'mokim Shenayosa Peris, and chop off its head in also a hard ground that didn't grow yet, can't grow there. V'yachapa, that should be mechapra mi, Shloyaniach Lasis Peris, that like this person was killed and he was not let to do his peiros. For the Gemara, my peiros, what do you mean he wasn't let to be done his peiros? Ilaima, period of Rivia, that this person that was killed didn't have a chance to have children. Elamayatev, so, azotim yasara sarkinam with leyorfin. If the guy that's killed is an old man, like he had his children already. Or else he was a saurus, a man that can't have children, so you want to tell me that you shouldn't have to make an egla rufa then? That's not mastavra. Ela, what I meant to say is mitzvahs. That no matter how old you are, but by being killed, you stopped him from doing more mitzvahs. So the kapar is, bring an eagle, a young calf that didn't give off yet, and do it in a hard ground that can't produce, like the mechaper for that stopped him from being from producing more mitzvahs. Then the Mishnah says, we make the gerufa by a hard ground. Tana Rabbonin, minayin li eisen shukosh. How do we know that eisen is nachal eisen means hard ground? Shenema, it doesn't possibly. Eisen, mashivecha, v'simba, selo, kanecha. The mashma, v'selo, it's like